You're with SBS Radio.
Well, housing is a very, very important topic worldwide for all peoples, and especially for First Peoples, because we want to put this on the agenda of all countries. And as we know, as population grows, the need for housing, we want to decrease the poverty rates and all of those other things, health and well-being. So they're all very much connected. We find a lot of space here in this country, but we still see lots of people. There's homelessness, there's affordable housing, which causes people to go into homelessness, are not able to afford good, proper housing, adequate housing.
Well, housing conditions for Australia's First Peoples is appalling, yet we live in one of the strongest economies in the world.
That's right. And so you got to ask that question, why is this so? That you can have an economy as strong as what Australia, who has survived the global financial crisis, yet we've got these very, very sad conditions for our people, in particular in remote Australia, but also in urban and regional centres. But the numbers of homelessness that is increasing, the numbers of people going into custody, all of these things are a result of many things, including especially housing shortages. And, you know, as we see a growing population, there's younger people, single parents, you know, all that kind of housing is very much needed.
Reading from other delegations participating in the conference, are there any countries that are performing better that Australia should be looking up to?
Well, there are pockets of it around, like the North Americas and New Zealand. But we also know from talking with our brothers and sisters from around the world that there still is a hell of a lot of work to be done. And we are saying, and they are saying to us, that we need to put this on as a high priority on the international agenda. And we know from the Sustainable Development Goals is an international objective for the world. Within that, those priorities include sustainable communities, housing, well-being, and elimination of poverty. So they all interrelated. And so, as we know, they're not perfect wherever they are around the world because of increases in population.
Yeah, it is paradoxical that we live in a very wealthy country and, corporations have never made as much money as they make these days. And I know there are many stakeholders when it comes to dealing with housing conditions, with the state and federal levels of government involved. What's their take? What's the take of the different levels of government in dealing with this situation of poor housing for Australia's First Peoples?
Yeah, look, I think it is a combination of the inaction of successive governments to address the matters that are urgent to the people, vulnerable people and people of need. If they were to listen to that need and respond accordingly, rather than responding to the popularity of votes, and if they address the need in communities, they will have a far better a nation to live in. As a caring nation, we will certainly live up to the standard of being a world standard nation. But if you've got pockets of poverty and homelessness and overcrowding and all of these things, it does raise those questions of why is government making these decisions?
Yeah.
And it's certainly about you know, we know that politics is popular, so We just actually really need to influence the decision makers to make the proper decisions in making housing a top priority.
Yeah, because the housing, poor housing. Well, housing is linked to so many things like health, absolute, education, as you said, and well-being. What was your message to the conference today?
Well, the theme of the conference is that it's a human right, fundamental human right, basic human right to have shelter, to raise your families, to have your family secure. The home is a place where love is grown, where families grow, where economies grow, and all of those things. So it is so important. That's the key message, that housing is a human right.
Just before I let you go, there's this phenomenon we had a few years back, the closing of communities. Is yep. that a theme that is covered in the course of this conference?
Well, it's not specifically, but it's certainly in terms of housing across the board. So where people choose to live, it's a right as well. And we were asked this question some time ago, and we stood by people in remote communities to prevent governments from closing down those communities because they considered it as a pressure on their jurisdiction budget. But they were already provided with funds to ensure that essential service like housing was provided in those areas. The question remains, where did they spend the money? And who is to be held to account for it not being spent on the purposes that they were directed for?
Yeah. Now, Rod Little, I know you have very little time and you're on your way to the airport after attending the launch of this very, very important conference. Give us a last word on your message to the community out there and other stakeholders in this battle to improve housing for First Peoples especially.
Yeah, look, as I said, housing is a basic human right, or shelter is a basic human right. And for everybody, housing is so important. That's the solid rock, I guess, of families and communities. To have a home that where love can grow, where families can grow, and so that people are safe in their own homes. We want to also decrease the poverty and the homelessness in First Peoples communities.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.